Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy are about to spoil your ears with heaps of fun. This Mother's Day, spoil mum with a big brand fragrance at the lowest price at Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Fabulous.
What's news from over in London town?
What's new? What, have You'll you be happy up, to know yeah. that not everything is, touristy and new experiences here in London town. I went to a play centre yesterday.
Did you?
The same old stinky, grimy ball pit. They're the same the world over.
I've been described like that before.
Did you have a day without the kids yesterday?
Just wanted to go and smell like home. Fantastic.
Poor little Addie. She's finding it all so hard. She's
Why?
Little and all. I think it's just, there's too much new stuff happening. And she's a kid that spent most of her first few years in lockdown at home.
Yeah.
And she's finding the world a lot. And so I thought, you know what? She's grizzly, having tantrums, just being a giant pain in the backside a lot. So I thought I'll just take her where she wants to go. And she was happy as Larry.
How fun is a ball pit when you're a kid?
Oh. Mm. I got in it and then I went up the top and I started going through all the things. And then I got to a point where I realized adults weren't meant to be up there because there's a thing you're meant to slide through to be able to get through. And I got in and I got very, I've had a bit of the Heathrow injection and I got stuck in the middle of these turning things.
I think
I sent you a picture midway through that.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You did. Classic Carrie. Stuck. Never too stuck to use a phone. Huge show coming up, including a controversial caption that you've done online about your partner, because we're going to discuss that next.
Not controversial. It's lovely.
Okay.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, sorry.
Are you going to talk?
Yeah, I can bring
You're
it up.
The one with the issue.
Do you know
I
what
don't
I
have any
You
issue.
Know what I was honestly thinking? I was thinking, what a tune, play it again. How many times do you reckon we can play a song before the bosses run in here and kick down the glass door and we get thrown off air?
I don't know. It happened That's the other out. Day, though, on this network.
Oh.
Didn't the song just play? It gets stuck on a song and it's played over and over and over and over and over, and over again.
How long before the bosses run in here and say, don't highlight the mistakes of the radio station?
Oh, sorry. No, I think it was on Media Watch. Anyway.
Oh.
Quick, Ned, Jesse, play it again now.
Maybe it was a wrong station. I don't know.
So, Bickers, do we need to talk about what happened on the old internet with you and your partner, Chris?
Nothing happened. I just posted a nice sweet pic last night while you were all asleep.
Yeah.
And I was staring at his beautiful face while he was out, I mean, on the phone, because he thinks he can't take a nice selfie, right? He doesn't know how to take a selfie, so I've been teaching him how to take a selfie.
God. So the trip's going well.
And then he sent me a picture while he was on a chairlift ride when we were in Austria. And I said, babe, you've nailed it. It's a hot photo. And now I've made it my screensaver because he's got the most beautiful dreamy blue eyes.
Yeah.
Pick. And so I just posted it. I thought I should give him some love.
He's a gorgeous man. It's a gorgeous photo. Why'd you change the caption, though?
You wouldn't have known I did. You only know that because I told you. Everybody was asleep when I changed the caption because of the time difference. You would not have known.
So why did you change the caption?
Well, because I originally wrote, hey, handsome.
So now it says, hey, hot stuff. Right.
Yeah, because I wrote, hey, handsome. And then I realized three posts before I'd said the same thing about Ollie, my son. And I thought it's weird to call both Ollie and Chris handsome. So then I just went for the next one, word that I could, and I said, hey, hot stuff. What's wrong with hot stuff?
It made me giggle. I get the intention behind it is very lovely. I just think it's like, I don't know. I think it aged you about 40 years in one word.
Hot stuff.
Jesse, if someone called you, if a random girl said to you at a bar, hey, hot stuff.
What is happening here?
Yeah.
You're like,
who is this old person pretending to be young?
If a random girl at the bar said, hey, hot stuff. ripping into that for absolute sure.
I'd turn around and wonder where her geriatric lover is and why she's talking
to
me.
She got out of the home.
Yeah.
I didn't think hot stuff's an old thing. What would you have said? Because I didn't know. A lot of people have pointed out that he's wearing a beanie and it's in the middle of snow, so it's the opposite of hot stuff.
I mean, that's the only thing that makes it older.
Yeah.
Could you have not just put flame emojis?
Oh, nah, because that's not very, like, cute. That's just hot.
Hot.
That's a bit, like, you don't, thirsty, don't you
want,
you know?
Yeah, don't you want thirsty for your partner?
Not on Instagram. Save that for the bedroom. I just wanted a cute little, like,
have you ever?
Cute.
Have you ever caught him hot stuff in the bedroom? Have you?
No, that'd be weird.
What, you just do flame, how do you do flame emojis?
I was going to do hey cutie, but I call my kids cutie. It's hard to find one I'm not using already for my children. Okay?
What about what we called him on the last term. Time he was on the
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you call him horse?
Oh, horse. Hey, horse. That's a bit weird. I think that's also too thirsty for Instagram.
I think that stuff's great for Instagram.
Yeah, for yours maybe, not mine.
Oh, so now okay. I've got to post
we
a picture
very
of Chris
channels.
And say, hey, horse, on my Instagram.
With flame emojis, please.
Please do.
Did he have a reaction to the post and particularly?
I don't think he's seen it.
Has he liked it?
No, let's have a look. I don't think he's seen it. He was out and then he came home and went to bed. So oh God, I don't he think
he
he's.
He hasn't liked his own post. Liked it. Probably because it says hot stuff and he's wondering who you're talking to.
I just don't know what you wanted me to call. What would you have, if I had to, wanted to call him something, what should I have called him then?
I would have put flame emoji.
Okay, no, I get you would have used an emoji because you're young, but I'm older and I'd like to use words. Mm. So, hey, what?
Good luck when you walk in the door tonight, horse.
Oh, and there's a different emoji you could use there.
There
as well.
Is. There is. Yes. That's funny. You could have gone flame, flame, eggplant, flame, flame. Or even I like my
or
eggplant.
Luck,
well done.
Door, yes. Horse.
Hang on. Wait. Luck. Hang
a
on.
A luck emoji. Door,
luck.
Horse.
What's a luck one?
Surely there's one for luck. Isn't
it? Oh, the clover. I'd be like clover door horse.
Plant door horse?
Irish horse? What?
Luck of the Irish?
Do you just want to do a yes or no on this? Do you want to do 131060? It's hot stuff hot or has
do
it made you?
Do you want me to, how would you feel 131060 if I said hey hot stuff to you? And if you don't like it, what's an alternative?
Yeah, great.
Because I need one.
Great.
Obviously.
Give us a call. 131060. Go on, hot stuff. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon and on 131060, is the use of the word hot stuff okay?
Well, it's not, but we want to see what other people think.
Oh, we've got a poll on the socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's what you could have called him.
The socials
poll.
Are going to not be into it. I posted a pic of Chris on my Instagram and I said, hey, handsome. And this was in the middle of night Australian time, so no one would have seen that. I then changed the caption an hour later because I've realised I called Ollie handsome a few days ago on Instagram. So yes. I changed it to hey, hot stuff. And you think hey, hot stuff's weird.
No, I just think you're cooler than hey, hot stuff.
I'm just not. I think that's where you've got it wrong. I'm not.
Well, we're trying.
I'm fine not being cool, mate. I'm perfectly happy. Louise, how do you feel about hey hot stuff?
I'm so sorry, Carrie, but it is dated. And if you used it on me, I'd have to pass.
Yeah. No, so you're no chance of hooking up with Carrie, Louise.
What would you have written then, Louise?
What about hey, good looking?
Ooh. Louise, as if that's not dated. Hey, good looking.
Ooh, we have a scrag fight on our hands. Louise, if somebody came up to you in a bar, a gentleman or a lady, I'm not sure what you're into,
really,
and it really doesn't matter.
Hot person.
And they said, hey, hot stuff. What are you saying back to them?
Bye.
Good on you, Louise. Thank you. G'day, Maddie.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Hey, hot stuff.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's my name, don't wear it out.
See, Maddie likes it.
Do you like it, Maddie?
Oh, I love it. I'd be blushing if I was at a bar and I got cold hot stuff.
Yeah, but how long you been single for?
Well, I'm 19, so for a fair while.
That's how he makes it.
Okay, this is starting to feel weird. I wish I hadn't said that.
Carrie Bickmore calls a teenager hot stuff.
Not the first time, too. Remember Phil Collins' son?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that was mortifying.
Yeah. Oh, g'day, Chloe.
Hello.
Bickers, do you want to try it on Chloe?
Hey, hot stuff.
Yeah, go on. So,
it's not bad, is it, Chloe?
No, it's not bad. I'm 30 and I use hot stuff. I love it, but I love the word spunk.
Sorry, Chloe. After you've said that you're 30, you've just sold yourself out as being about 11 years too old for Carrie, so she's lost interest. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spend $30 or more on fragrances online to get free fast delivery within 3 hours. T's and C's apply.
You don't
That's
even,
crazy.
Isn't it? You don't
3
even
hours?
Have, you don't even have to leave your house and you can get your mum a beautiful fragrance. The lowest prices are guaranteed at Chemist Warehouse. So what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Do it now.
Hey, up next, Evie claims that Addie had a gun pulled on her.
Right.
And it's, yeah. We need to discuss what happened. It's a lot.
Okay, it's heaps.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios in the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love how stories like Chinese whispers, how a story begins and then it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And that storytelling trail begins very, very, very young. It's not just us oldies that, you know, what's the word when you
exaggerate. Embellish. Yes.
So we went to Windsor Castle a few weeks ago and we saw the guards there and they're all doing their thing and you will have seen maybe because I haven't reposted it because it was embarrassing, but a pic on Chris, my partner's Instagram, a video of me doing the walking with Addie like they do, like the soldiers do.
Oh, yeah.
I found it all very amusing.
These are the pickers.
It's not meant to be funny, but.
These are the ones with the big hats, right? The big fluffy.
Yeah, what are they called?
They look like. Beef eaters. Are they called
beef eaters? They are, because they used to get paid in beef. Yes.
Is that what the people are called or the hats are called?
No, that's what the people are called, isn't it? I think.
Yes, I'm going to just say yes.
Isn't it? Mr. Yes. Encarta 97? Hey? Bear skin.
Yes.
What? Who's bear skin?
Oh, sorry.
Called bear skin.
He was just telling us about his weekend.
You're on a different site, mate. Anyway, obviously the kids didn't realise you're not meant to touch them, these beef eaters, these bear skin dudes.
Don't touch the beef eaters.
And so Addie went up to, I said, go up and have a photo. And Chris was taking a photo of her standing next to them. And he was like, stand up straight, like, you know. And then she touched him. And then he launched for and grabbed his machine gun. That was under his arm, on his shoulder, right?
Yes.
It was all theatrics.
Oh, right? For a bit of
because
fun.
Well, as an adult, you can know what's going on. You can see they're not smiling because it's all part. But as a kid, a man who's not smiling, who reaches for their machine gun when you touch them is a lot, you know?
I know, call me old-fashioned, but I love a joke where you reach for your gun. You know? Such good humoured stuff.
Anyway, 2 weeks on, that story's become a guy almost shot Addie. but it made me laugh because there was a guy that's come out and done a Ask Me Anything, like on Insta, about what it's like being one of those beef eaters. Because everyone's got so many questions like, you know, do you get fined if you laugh? Because you know how they're so serious all the time.
Yeah.
He was
Do
saying,
they?
No. Nah, they don't. He said it's a myth. They would get a stern talking to because you've got to stay in character, but that they wouldn't laugh. A lot of them, he said, have seen royals and, you know, obviously, like, watched them walk past. But someone asked, would you, like, if the Queen's corgi was on the ground and it was just the Queen, would you bend down and play with the dog or whatever? And they were like, no, we completely stay in character when even if they're like royal family we see often, we would never break character.
Because
it's a real commitment.
I have a question. Are they, because you keep saying like in character, are they functional? Like if someone needs apprehending, do they actually guard stuff, or are they purely there for people to take pictures with and pull their gun on occasion?
It is interesting you say that, because I'm just trying to find the article I was sent, and do you think I can find it anywhere?
I've got it.
I can't find it. Because there it says somewhere, because there was security around as well. So I thought the same thing. I thought maybe the security was the functional bit. But they said some of them do undergo training of some sort, like protective services
I've got
training
here.
Or something.
You do armed combat training, obviously. But we also do unarmed training when we do things called battle PT. That sounds like a hit class.
Do you want to come and do battle PT? Yeah,
these guys are out here doing body pump to protect the queen.
So, yeah, I don't know if they do. If something went down, would it be? I mean, they've got machine guns.
Do they?
Aren't they machine guns in that picture? You wouldn't arm someone with a machine gun if they didn't have
Evie's story's
the ability
about to take
to...
a real hit here, isn't it?
Nah, what's that?
I can't see.
Or is that
I don't
not
have
a machine gun?
What picture?
No, that's not a machine gun. That's like it's like got a pointy thing at the end. Look at that.
Stick.
No, it's not a stick.
It's a bayonet.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I can't see the photo you're looking at.
Somebody look at the damn photo.
I know. Bell's just gone into a bunch of guys at a costume party.
Back to the bear skin.
I just Googled beefeaters and it's definitely not that.
Yeah, you
anyway,
bear,
maybe
B-A-R,
it's not a machine gun. I think it's a... anyway, the one question that everybody wanted to know is what happens if they need to go to the toilet?
Yes. What does happen?
And he said that they're usually pretty good at going before and they can last the day, but if not, they just have to do it in their pants.
That's all of us. Before we go to work, we pee and then we try and last through. What do you mean? They have the changing of the guards. They're not out there for 8 hours nonstop.
Oh, maybe
are they?
That's what they mean by changing of the guards, is that they have to roll them out and
changing the guards and the underpants, because I pissed
standing
myself.
Standing next to them had so much in common.
Daryl, how was your day? Well, I pissed myself and I pulled a gun on a 2-year-old. You tell me.
Carrie and Tommy. You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I am known for making stunning investments. I've got a whole pallet full of mugs that says property of the weapon, which really attests to just how good I am at investing in things that people want to buy off me.
Property in South America. How's that working for you?
In Chile, I do. I have a ski resort of the future, which is now still a vacant block of land, I think. It belongs to some old Chilean woman, but I have an email that says, welcome to Chile, which proves I bought it. And so I know a good investment when I see one. And on Facebook Marketplace, there is a Dorito selling for $1,000 with the shape of Australia as a hole in the middle. Isn't it incredible?
It's not.
What do you mean?
It's not incredible. It doesn't even look like
it's unbelievable. It's the best. Anyway, we have the seller on the line now and he joins us. G'day, Zach.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
Mate, just excited for a bargain.
Oh, you've got a good eye.
I mean, can you tell people who haven't seen it? Describe the chip.
Oh, well, look, it's just your standard Dorito. Well, it's actually the beef brisket taco flavor. I've had plenty of people ask about that. But just a casual Saturday, my wife was doing a puzzle, and I was about to put the Dorito in my mouth, and she said, stop. That looks like it's got Australia in it. So sure enough, I pull the chip out and say, you know what? That's pretty close. I'll post it up on Facebook, see if anyone's interested in it.
There's nothing like the backup description. You know what? It's pretty close.
Yeah, you're not using that as your online, the way to get people in. It's pretty close.
That's it.
And Zach, how's it going online?
Oh, look, I think I've had over 60,000 people view the ad.
Oh, my God.
I think I've had over 400 private messages about it.
Oof.
And I'd say overwhelmingly positive response.
Yeah.
But there's definitely about 5 to 10% of people that are just going out of their way to be pretty rude.
I mean, I don't want to add myself to that 5 to 10%, Zach, but I'm only saying this to you because I once had a sweet potato chip
in
the shape of Australia. And look, I'll be honest, I wasn't smart enough to put it on Marketplace. I ate it. I did take a photo for Instagram, which is coming to you now. I want to show you this, Zach, because I think we'll both agree that mine looks a lot more like Australia.
We'll let the public be the judge of that.
Have you got the picture there, Zach?
Oh, look, that's pretty close as well, I'd say.
Whose is better?
Oh, that's more than pretty close.
Look,
Zach.
Look, I think I'm going to have to go with mine. Mine's got a little hole there for Tassie already, so
yes. Yeah.
Not to scale, but.
Zach, I agree with you. I reckon yours is incredible. I do have one question about it, and I didn't notice it until maybe my 30-second glance at the photo, as entranced as I was. Is there, or is there not, a crack where Cairns is leading out to the edge of the chip?
There surely is.
Oh, my God. But how much look, how much would it have been without the crack?
Oh, easily doubled.
But, Zach, I'm interested in is if you've got it there for $1,000, right, and you've had all this interest, but is the price going up or what's happening? Are people just looking and not buying?
Look, people aren't following through on their side of the offers. Yeah. I've accepted plenty of offers, but, you know, no one's following through.
People can't be trusted. And it's unfair because... they can't be trusted because...
Or it just doesn't look like Australia.
No, that's Australia, mate.
The money.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty good.
Zach, I'm sorry about my... Put your manners back in, Carrie. Look. Zach,
thanks,
I've had
Overton.
A look at your marketplace, your ratings. You've got a 4.8 star rating. There's 78 people have rated you. You're known for fair pricing, friendliness, communication, and punctuality.
That's it.
And you've got heaps of other listings. I'm intrigued by some of them. You've got some computers. You've got a free wooden pallet. You've got a wedding hashtag chalkboard. What is that?
Oh, look, that should be sold already.
What is it?
Oh, that's a bit of just leftovers from our wedding a couple of years ago. But no, I own a custom computer business, so that's what I sell a couple of my gaming PCs through that.
Okay. And what about the, you've got the DVD box sets of Suits.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed you've got season 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
Oh, we're having a 5.
Yeah.
Look, things go missing sometimes.
It's just your favorite season, isn't it? You want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Zach, I love this. I think it's great. The only other question we have is about your last name because it's too perfect. Is your last name really Eaton?
It is. It is indeed.
And is there a chance that you've been eating a hole out the middle of a Dorito trying to make a map of Australia?
Not at all. Okay. I've had so many people accuse me of trying to poke it out myself and make it do a better job. But
I can't wait till I meet you and you've got a tongue that's in the perfect shape of Australia and you just have to poke it through.
You punched it right out, yeah.
Vickers, what's your bid? Are you going to put a bid in?
No way.
Why are you miserable?
I'm not miserable. I just have a better product, so why would I want his?
Where's
I
mean, yours?
I don't have it anymore. I ate it. It's no longer here, but I had a better product.
Imagine if you crapped it out in the same shape.
Ouch.
Yeah. No, Tazzy's coming.
Good
Zach,
on you, Zach.
We hope for the best, mate.
Thanks, guys.
For you. I hope it, price goes up and up and up. I'm sure you're aware, but the last time that a Dorito was put on Marketplace and caused a stir like this was the Puffy Dorito Bickers. And Doritos came in and offered that young girl $20,000.
Oh, my God, Zach.
Oh, wow. Well, look. Bright things are in store.
Zach.
I really should have put it online, shouldn't I?
You've got enough money, mate.
$20,000.
Hey, Zach, all the best. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. Still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Hey, Bickers, do you like Robin Fenty?
Who?
Robin Fenty.
Robin Fenty?
Robin.
The store or Robin Fenty?
Robin Fenty.
Who's Robin Fenty?
Do you not know her?
No, should I?
Yeah. Are you not into her music?
Robin Fenty.
Yeah. What about you said at the store?
What? Robert Fenty, the store. Mm. What's happening? Who's Robin Fenty?
That's Rihanna's real name.
No.
Yeah, that's why it's
Robin
called
Fenty.
That's why it's called Fenty Makeup. And Rihanna is her middle name, and her first name is Robin. Isn't it wild if someone went, "Do you know Robin Fenty is coming to the party?" And you'd be like, "I do not care." And then you're like, "Yo, Rihanna's here."
Robin.
Yes.
Robin.
How different is it when instead of Riri, it's Rob Rob?
Carrie and Tommy.
Bit of Rob Rob for you. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon. It's Ponder Replay.
Bit of Rob Rob because I got another one for you.
Yep.
My name is Olivia Cockburn. Who am I?
Olivia Cockburn.
Gotcha. It's just my drag name. No, it's not. It's a celebrity. It's a celebrity.
Is it Australian celebrity?
No, incorrect, but great
American.
Question. American? Correct.
Singer?
Is it Camila Cabello?
Singer is incorrect. It is not Camila Cabello. No.
Actress?
The first name is in the actor. Yes, and the first name is the same. Olivia Cockburn.
Rodrigo.
Who am I? No.
Oh, wait, that's the singer. Damn it.
Olivia.
Newton. Oh, no, she's Australian.
Rodriguez.
No.
Olivia.
I'm dating Harry Styles.
What? Oh, Wilde.
I'm Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. Thank you. What's her actual name?
Olivia Cockburn, which I'm sure she would
which
say.
Is wild.
She would say Coburn, which is wild.
What, just for people that have just joined us and wondering why we're doing this, what's Rihanna's name again?
Robin Fenty.
Robin Fenty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love it.
Yep. Because I got a story here. I don't know if you've seen this. It's pretty amazing. Lush are offering a 30-minute soak for...
Hold on. Yeah. Are we doing an ad or are we doing a story?
No.
Lush, the
you'll soon realize
company
that
you buy soap from.
Absolutely taking the piss when I say it's amazing.
Do you mean like the soap company Lush?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You can they're doing a bath.
A bathing experience in their stores, yes. Oh, it's only
in their store.
It's actually
get naked and sit in the bath in their store.
Yes, it's in your part of the world. It's in the UK is where they're doing this. You can get one in Bath. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oxford Street and Liverpool. And they offer the...
Okay, so what do you do?
The ultimate bathing experience. 30 minutes, you get to go in, 15-minute consultation. I just reckon that's so one of the blokes can watch you in the bath while they talk to you.
This store is right near me. I walk past it every day.
You're on Oxford Street, are you?
Yes.
Well, because how much do you reckon for a 30-minute soak? How much do you reckon?
So am I just having a bath? Is that all I'm doing?
I assume they give you some kind of,
bath bomb.
You get a bath bomb, a fresh face mask, and cooling iPads so people see your eyes.
Cool
like
iPads.
Heaven, I would take that. Yeah. I try and have a bath at home now, and it's a bath of not five people. It would be weird.
Well, there's probably a few more of those.
But a bath of three.
It's weirder when your family get home. How much do you reckon a 30-minute soak will cost you?
Oh, like £20?
40 quid, which is $70 Australian. That's what it'll cost you.
I mean, I guess it's like a massage, isn't it? Only no one's doing any work. You're just sitting.
Mm. Yes. It's more like a bath.
In the middle of the store.
I'm keen, though.
Do you know, I reckon.
I wouldn't mind that as a Mother's Day present from you guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll do that today. I'll bill you.
I'll send a message to Olivia Cockburn and see if she can get Harry Styles to get onto it. I reckon I've spent the most money on a bath of anyone.
Didn't you do
here.
That romantic one or something for one?
That was the saddest bath, and I was trying to forget that. That was when I got
rose petals and everything.
That was when
candles.
I got welcomed back to a hotel, and they said, "Dear Tommy," and had my ex's name, and I thought it was really depressing, and so I went, and they gave her like a bath salts package, and I was like, "Well, I'll still."
But
use.
You were there on your own.
I was there
on my, you weren't
myself.
Together anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was
right.
"Well, I'll still use the bath salts," and then I cracked them open, and it was full of rose petals and stuff. So I sat. By myself in a bath full of rose petals, reading a note to me and my ex from the hotel.
So that's the saddest. What's the most expensive bath you've had?
Most expensive one. I stayed at this hotel and they had a treetop spa experience.
Oh.
And I thought, this sounds wild. Great. It was 30 minutes. And I was there with my, at the time, girlfriend. And guess how much 30 minutes in a treetop.
In a treetop.
Spa. Yeah.
Which country are we in?
Australia.
Why are you being weird?
Because I realise it's going to be pretty identifiable. Anyway, there's not too many treetop spa places.
Well, I was just trying to work out whether we're in dollars or pounds or euros.
We're in dollars. We're in dollars.
Okay, I reckon, if you're in a treetop, I'm guessing somewhere fancy pants, like $100 or something.
$145.
Yeah,
and so I think, what a great experience, though. How fun. We'll just have one treetop spa. And they said, what's the other one of you going to do? I said, what do you mean? We'll have a spa together. No, the spas are for one person.
And
so I had to get two. So it cost me just shy of $300 for half an hour.
To sit on your own in the bath. You hate your alone time.
I know.
God.
I know. I know. Give us a call. 13 10 60. How much have you paid for the simple art of bathing? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. And on 131060, how much have you paid for a bath?
Yeah, it's not my proudest moment. I think I panicked because I don't think I should have asked for the calls to be on that.
Why?
Because
we've got people calling in.
I didn't think of something beforehand and I just went with it. And
I'm keen to know where people are bathing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really keen to go have this bath that's kicked this whole topic off.
Lush over in the UK are charging $70 for a 30-minute bathing experience in their stores over in the UK. They don't tell you whether you're in the window or out
the window.
Back. Yeah, I think so. And I was saying I once paid $145 for a treehouse spa with my partner, only to find out that we needed to book two spas because the spas were for one person.
No one wants a spa like on their own, do they?
Certainly not, mate. Nope.
No.
Nope. Especially not for $145.
Andrew, where are you bathing and how much is it costing you?
Me and a friend paid $150 each to go into a Japanese onsen a couple of years ago.
Ooh.
Oh, but was Andrew, I've done one of them. Wasn't it like a spiritual experience for you?
Yeah, it was quite full on. There was a lot of locals, or probably about 50 or 60 older locals at this onsen, and it was obviously a fully naked onsen as well.
So what did you pay? About $3 a member. Is that what you...
It was $150 for the hour, but it was really nice and obviously different little spots where you could bathe. But it was quite bizarre just, seeing a lot of locals just fully stretching over.
Andrew, would
that's
you describe?
That's how I found Andrew. Well, I found the same thing. Because so when I went there with a makeup artist that I was traveling with and I didn't know her very well and I didn't realize you had to be naked. So we went from sort of just getting to know each other to being naked in a bath very quickly. And I found I was very prudish, Andrew, for the first little bit. And then as I watch people go about and it's weird when you see people do normal things, like you said, stretching there, leaning over to pick up their towel and just doing really normal stuff naked. Yeah, and all of a sudden, all of that sort of prudishness goes and you lean into it. And it was, I loved every minute of it.
Wow.
I could have been naked with them all for hours. And because no one knows you, you're just like nude with just all these people.
Just letting it dangle. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't, but yeah.
Andrew, were you with your makeup artist as well?
Yeah, okay.
Good. Because he's the only person that requires touch-ups and insists on them in the nude.
What about Aaron? Aaron, where are you bathing? Now?
Aaron? Well, Andrew was a real surprise packet and he was fantastic, but this is where I thought this is the quality of call I thought we were getting. Oh, let's go to Victoria quickly. G'day, Victoria.
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah. Where were you bathing?
I was bathing in a little town in Tuscany called Cortona.
Yes.
And it was like €400 to get in a wine bath.
Oh, wow.
Do you? So
€400. What happened? Do you get to drink the wine as well?
Yeah, you did. So they'd give you like wine and antipasto, and then he'd sit in this like massive converted old wine barrel. And there's like baths filled with wine skins and stuff. And you're in there in the nude. I was with my auntie. And then they'd like get you out and scrub you down and then put you back in the wine bath. It was very full on.
Do you get a cup and then you just drink the bath as you're sitting there?
No. Different drinking wine and bathing wine, luckily.
I mean, they say that.
Oh. I know. I'm imagining like, what's the guy, the chocolate guy?
Willy Wonka.
I'm imagining how I'd be in a chocolate bath. I'd be the same in a wine bath.
We've got very different imaginations because I was imagining if you fart enough, does it turn into a sparkling rosé?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up a little bit later on, we're going to try and give away $1,000 thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
But right now, we are going to play the smash hit game.
Guess what you've got.
Yeah, it's where you call us on 131060 and you have an item in your house that makes a sound. For example, it might be like this little highlighter. and we have to
guess what you've got.
And if we say that's a highlighter, then we win. Do we win?
Yes. I mean, there's no prizes or anything.
Isn't
just
there?
The love of the game.
No, we can rustle.
We got something we can give people
for the best.
What have we got, Jesse?
Well, but you guys are the ones that are winning. So do you?
Oh yeah, true.
What have you got?
No,
for
if
us?
They stump us, if they stump us, we should give them something.
Or oh, okay. $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher.
That's what we get if we win.
No, you get nothing.
131060. We don't know how the game works, but we'd like to get you involved. Give us a call and play.
Guess what you've got?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 131060, we're playing Guess What You've Got.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the guy I was waiting for you to fire an opener, but I realised we don't even have a fun little opener for this segment, do we?
No, we put Jesse to work when we play.
Guess what you've got?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you an example. So it's like Secret Sound, but we flipped it on its head. We don't play a sound and you guess what it is. Yes. You play a sound and we guess what it is.
Yeah, because we wanted to win.
In this example, I'm going to play a sound.
Okay.
Just to give you an example.
So do I need to shut my eyes?
Yep, shut your eyes.
And so hang on.
Okay.
Okay, yep.
Yep, what? You've got to.
Guess what you've got?
Yep. Well, guess what I've got? Okay, ready? Ready?
Yeah. Give it to
Did
me again. Give it to me again.
Is it a sounds?
I've got it's something to do with your jacket, I reckon. Is it?
Ready? Do one more time.
Is it spray? Is it perfume?
Oh, no. What sort of spray?
Oh, what are you a fan of? Delta.
It's something that I probably should use right now.
Deodorant.
No.
Is it breath spray?
Why are you laughing?
Just
what did I miss?
It's pretty
from
rude for me to say you stink now.
Well, you can't smell me, so it's not so rude.
Oh,
nasal spray. Yes. Mm. So that's as simple as that, guys. Should we take one now?
Yeah. Great. G'day, Sophie.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Welcome to
Guess What You've Got.
Would you like to make your item make some noise for us, please?
I can do that.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, was that it?
Again,
that was it?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a pepper grinder?
No.
Oh, Jesse already had his finger on the
wing. It's a mechanism like that, though, I reckon.
Yeah, it's
Timer?
No.
Sophie, is it a taser?
No.
Okay. Do you have your taser there?
Oh, I wish.
Okay. So can you give
us... Is it something that you carry around with you in the car, Soph?
Yes.
Oh, give it to us again. Oh, it's a little... it's one of those little frog things that you rub the stick along its
you
back
drag
and it
backwards.
Goes... Yeah. Is it that, Soph?
No, it's not.
Damn it, that's
in everybody's
car.
Is it your key flicking out from your ignition key?
No, it's not. No.
Mm. Sophie, would everybody have this in their car or is it just you?
No, quite a few people that have it. It wouldn't be an every single person thing.
Oh, okay. Can you hear it again?
Yeah.
Oh, so if I know what it is.
Yeah.
It is a big pack of those 50 chewy pellets, like chewing gum, and you're shaking it a little bit.
Nope.
Damn it!
At what point do we get Soph to tell us?
We play till we're
what
dead.
She's got. Okay, let's leave Sophie there.
Oh,
13,
really?
1060. If you think you know what Sophie has
this
got,
is not how we play.
Give
guess
us
what
a
you've
call,
got.
Mate. We're making up it as we go along.
Oh, no, I can see
leave
that.
Leave Sophie on hold. Let's take one more, and then we'll go to some Lauren. What? What?
You're drunk on power. At the start of the week, you were drunk on booze, but now you're drunk on power.
I wasn't.
No, let's do it. I'm in for this. I think it's a great idea.
Lauren, give us your sound.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
oh,
I like that one.
You're letting a mosquito like out of your hand for a second and then catching it again.
One more time. One more time.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you playing with the fly on your jeans, like a DJ?
Oh, no.
Am I close?
No.
Is it something flickering?
No.
Give it to us one more time. We're going to have to put Lauren on hold as well.
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you spinning something around, Lauren?
No, I'm not.
Am I right with it? Is it a
Lauren.
Friction thing? Yes.
It's something on my body.
Oh.
There's a couple.
Are you wearing corduroy and you're running your fingers back and forth?
No.
Damn it.
On your, and I don't mean to, this question to sound sleazy, but on your naked body or is it clothes?
It's like connected to my body.
Oh, it's connected. That's great. To you your have
body. Something with your tongue.
No.
No, I believe I have it. You know those things that you whiz around that are at sporting events?
It was.
Yes, do you have that attached to your ear?
No.
Okay. Oh, do you reckon
Lauren, do you know what Sophie has?
no idea.
Eli has a guess for young Lauren.
Is it your nails sort of scratching together?
Yes, it is. Yeah!
Quick, Eli, we're on a roll. What do you think Sophie's is?
Is it you opening the vents in a car, that little nozzle?
No, it's not.
If you've got...
Leave Sophie on hold a little bit longer. 131060, we're going to play.
Guess what you've got.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and on 131060, we're playing Guess What You've Got.
We are playing...
Guess What You've Got.
We're really struggling to...
Guess what you've
Guess
got.
What Sophie's got.
Yeah. Sophie, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Yes. Can you give us your sound one more time, please?
Yeah.
Now, we are absolutely stumped, but we do have...
car, right?
We do. It's something in the car. Yes, we do have Mark on the line here. G'day, Mark.
How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Mark, do you think you know what Sophie's got?
I think I do, yes.
Yeah, would you like to have a guess?
I think it's...
Sorry, Mark, give us one more time.
The handbrake being pulled up.
Handbrake being pulled up. Mm. Can we go back to... just so quickly. G'day, Soph. Is he right?
No, he's not.
Oh, sorry, Mark.
This is meant to be a quick game. Yeah. You've got a life to live, Soph, and we're keeping you on hold. No one can work out what you got.
Should we go to Lee? G'day, Lee. Hey, Lee.
Hi.
What do you think Sophie has?
I believe it's an asthma puffer.
Oh.
Soph.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, my gosh. Sophie, can you give us another clue?
It's something that gets used with something that everybody has.
Something gets used with something. So something everybody has.
One more time.
Okay. Something for your teeth, or is it mouth related?
No.
Is the thing that everybody has attached to their body?
No.
Is it
attached to the car?
Our audio producer on the Pots and Pans, he said, is it a ratchet spanner?
No.
Which, of course, gets used with a robot, which is what everybody has.
Let's go to Stav. Stav, have you got a new sound or are you guessing Sophie's?
A new, sorry, what was that?
Have you got a new sound or are you guessing Sophie's? You've got a new sound. Okay.
Give us your sound. I do. All right. Here we go, guys.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it again?
I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Coming.
Sophie, what do you think Stav's got?
It sounds like opening and closing the lid of a bin.
Oh, Stav, was it opening and closing the lid of a bin?
No.
Sophie, are you on a freeway?
No, I'm on the side of the road. My kids are in the car.
I can hear all these cars just whizzing.
Oh, is it one of your kids? Is that one of your noises?
Sophie, we might just keep you on hold till next week when we do this segment again.
I mean, Stav, Stav, give us your noise one more time.
Okay, here we go.
Are you just shutting the door, Stav?
No.
Yeah.
This game used to be fun.
Stav, what is yours?
Would you like to know what it is, guys?
Stav, I want it more than anything in the world.
Are you sure?
No. No, not really, but I'm just using you to get to Sophie, to be honest.
Would you like my answer, guys?
Oh my god.
This is killing me.
Okay.
I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Nah.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up next, we're going to try and give away $1,000 thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Because what's your worst nightmare in the world?
Oh, oh,
don't answer truthfully. Don't answer truthfully.
Sorry. Where do I start? Yeah, it's also so grim.
I know. Bickers, would you like to know my worst nightmare?
Oh, I would love to know.
Being buried alive.
Oh, not committed.
Oh, God, that's everybody's.
Yes. Like,
that's everybody's. That's not unique to you. That would be hell on earth. Imagine knock, knock, knocking. I'm here, guys. I'm alive.
Yes. Well, it almost happened to young Rosa Isabel Cespede Calaca. She was at her own funeral in Peru. Good of her to turn up. And they were just about to bury her. And guess what? Bang, bang, bang.
No
on the
way.
Door, baby, bang, bang.
Tin the coffin. Roof, wooden roof.
And knock, 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 and they were so startled. They
on heaven's door. Hey. Oh, that's better. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's actually perfect for this story. Well, you're not giving me enough for that.
It's very good.
Yes. We're talking about knocking on the coffin. You're yes. knocking on heaven's door.
Yes. And then they were so shocked.
Can we explain it to you a bit more?
Oh, God, getting buried alive is my second biggest fear. The first is not giving enough to one of Bickmore's jokes. Then...
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home this afternoon.
Hello, Mum. Can you win me some cash? Carry Tommy, have money hiding in their stash. Oh, Mama dear, you have always smelled young. How well do you knows your mom? Oh, how well do you knows your mom?
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find Mum's favorite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Hey. Because this is exciting. We have a young man joining us in the studio. G'day, Mark.
Hey, Tommy. How you going?
Good. And because I'm excited because I rarely meet people that have got tattoos as bad as mine. And young Mark has a shaka tattooed behind his right ear.
Why is it bad?
Because it's a shaka tattooed behind his ear. I say this with love. I want to know, because this segment is all about your mum and how well you could smell your mum's scent, but I would love to know, what did mum say when you came home with a shaka tattooed behind your ear?
Well, it was the latest addition to the arm and everything. So yeah. She said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Not on the head. You know?
How do you feel, Mark, about Tommy's assessment of your tattoo? I'm sure you quite liked your tattoo.
Before I walked in here, I did, yeah.
If it helps, Mark, I got an ex's name tattooed on my side, and when I showed my mum, she said, I didn't think you were so stupid. And she said, I've said that many times before in jest, but I didn't think you'd be this dumb.
It sounds like our mums could go have a cuppa together because they've got the same sort of wavelength. Can
you tell us about your mum, Mark?
Yeah, sure. So she's grown up with Dad, obviously, and us three boys in the house, so I've got two brothers, so very chaotic. She's never got any alone time at all. Always on her. I'm the youngest, so she's always said I'm her naughty boy. And, you know, like, anything I do, the other two never did. So she never had a manual for me. Wishes she kept the receipt.
And I understand that she looks after your dad as well, is that right?
Yeah, so Dad's had a couple of strokes, but, you know, he's a battler. So mum's always in his corner, which is always good.
I love that you've written here. She is selfless, funny, in brackets, sometimes, very, best hugs in the world. Come on, you could give her at least just that she's funny. You don't have to put it the in brackets.
Look, she's not as funny as me, so.
Hey, Mark, let's win you and Mum some money.
Awesome.
All you're going to have to do is you're going to get three random arms be thrust under your nose. You got to take a big old whiff. And if you guess correctly which one is wearing your mum's favourite perfume, then $1,000 is yours and a bottle of your mum's favourite perfume is yours. You have a blindfold in front of you there.
Yep.
We started off by take your headphones off for a second, chuck your blindfold on, And we don't really know why we used the blindfold, but we did it for the first one. And so we decided we had to keep it going in the interest of fairness. Yeah. Now, because we've had a bit of a problem here because Mark's got a cap on. Nah, we're good. We're blindfolded up and the headphones are on.
Yep.
Have you got us back?
Yeah. All good.
Yeah. Okay. There, stay where you are. A wrist is coming and it's going to be thrust under your nose. Now, just take a sniff of that. Okay. And just remember, we don't need too much from you at the moment, but you've got a good smell. Okay, okay.
And how long has your mum been wearing this smell for, Mark, you think is her smell?
A couple of years.
Okay.
So it's ingrained.
Okay. As long as it's not her socks, it's all right.
We have the second arm being thrust under your nose now. You got that?
Yeah.
No. It is starting to make me wonder because the first time we did this competition, lovely Jasna, our contestant, she really licked the arms and smelt through her mouth. And I thought, oh, maybe this is how people smell. No one else has done that. We have our third random arm coming in here, Mark. Just have a good, nice bit. Get that in the nostrils.
Yeah.
Are you happy with your samples? Are you happy that you've smelt three different perfumes?
Yeah, yeah.
And on a scale,
you're feeling confident.
A little bit.
Oh,
do you need
hesitation?
Is there any you want to rule out instantly?
Definitely number two. Rule that one out.
Rule that out.
That's too strong.
Okay, two's gone. Do you need to smell one or three again?
Maybe one.
Yeah. Yeah, come on over here. Get your wrist back over there. Have it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely that one. I think
it's number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
I think so. Hopefully.
Because.
Mark?
Yes.
You do know your mum's smell. Oh, awesome. And a bottle of her beautiful perfume. So there's Mother's Day sorted for you.
Congratulations, great man.
Take the blindfold off, yeah?
Yeah, you can take the blindfold off.
No, you can take that home, Mark.
Hey, what are you going to spend the money on?
Probably mum. She's got a coffee addiction, so that's 1,000 coffees from 7-Eleven, I think. Yeah.
Good on you. There is a bottle of mum's favourite perfume as well. Mark, thanks for getting involved.
Awesome. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, guys.
No worries, Mark.
So thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that Carrie and Tommy are done for the day, they've got time to go and sort out their Mother's Day present at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get a big brand fragrance at the lowest price. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.